because that was where, what was on the French, on Rampart?
Well, Rampart Street, it's just supposed to, at that time, wasn't supposed to be a nice street, so it's like this, that was all. We weren't supposed to be around. Well, once, my father came home. What was Amy doing on Rampart Street? My mother said she wasn't around. Well, she was on Rampart Street because she was there with a red sweater. Somebody saw somebody on Rampart Street look like me. So you weren't supposed to go on Rampart Street.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's all different. Because people are good to bad all mixed up and all those. You never know who's who, even the best of neighborhoods.
Yeah. But I guess things were a little different. Can you tell me about the first house you lived in?
It was just a plain little three-room house, that's all I can tell you. And they had a fireplace like that, and we made our fire there, that's all, when it was cold.
Okay, tell me
it was a house like this, only it wasn't as large, you know.
Tell me about how you would make a fire in the fireplace.
You'd put your paper in, you'd put some kindling in, and start the fire off, and you'd put some coal, regular coal.
Okay. What about that wood that was, you started it with what?
Yeah, any kind of wood or kindling. Any kind of wood. If you had pine, that would be better.
Yeah, that real rich wood that you would light with a
rich,
match.
Right.
Was called?
Pine.
Oh, and you put the wood on the...
You put paper, of course I don't have the fireplace there because it's like a basket. And you put paper in this iron thing, and you put your kindling in there. And you put your coal on top and light it, and that's it.
Oh, y'all use coal?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you never used wood?
You could use wood, but the coal lasts longer. Where it's very cold.
What did they call it? Where would you get your coal from?
Well, the man would bring it to you. Or either like these either grocery stores, you could go and buy coal by the bucket if you wanted to. Or
and you'd carry
you could order so much coal and you put it in your backyard.
Where would you keep it back?
In your yard. Just put it back in the yard.
Okay. And was there a place in here by the fire that you would
put in your bucket and bring your coal in, you see? And put in your fire.
Okay. Now, when somebody used wood, say the wood was burning down before they went to bed at night, they put on a big
log. But most people use coal because it lasted longer.
I see. Did they have those things that you would put the wood on? You ever seen them?
Yes, a little iron railing, like a basket. That's all it was iron. It looks just. Just about like this.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, this was called a...
That's just a mantel.
Okay. And this part of this would
that's
be...
That's where you put... Yeah.
This part would be the what?
I don't know. You see, this table here is something on this table. Right up in it, and you go up in the chimney.
What?
It was like a basket, an iron basket.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Go on up the...
Yeah.
What would go up through the chimney all the
time? All the smoke and fire would go right up the chimney.
And was there, you had to clean it out and get all the what? Occasionally?
Occasionally.
Get what out of it?
Nothing to get out of the ashes. You'd have ashes, and you'd have to take the ashes out every day.
When the fire burned down, there was nothing left but the...
Ashes.
What color?
White looking.
You say they
look like ashes look.
White.
Mm-hmm.